This is KUT. This year's heavy rains and severe thunderstorms have city officials asking Austin's small business owners to set aside time to prepare for natural disasters and emergencies. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
David Hook was working at his furniture store last year when floodwaters began seeping in from under the door.
We managed to move a lot of the stuff, and then our furniture, a lot of it's made from old fishing boats. And the water was only in here for about an hour and a half, so we managed to just wipe those pieces down.
Hook and his wife are the owners of Jaya Furniture on North Lamar. They cleaned up and recovered quickly, partially reopening the store after just 2 days. But other businesses on the street never recovered and closed for good. Hook says the experience made him rethink his plan for dealing with natural disasters.
Well, now we have sandbags after that flood from last year. Just barricaded the doors because the water mainly comes underneath the doors and underneath the windows.
City officials say it's those small steps that can make all the difference during a disaster. They've launched a campaign encouraging Austin business owners to come up with their own preparedness plan. Jake Durr is with Austin's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
Very rarely do people take time to think about, well, gosh, what would I do if there was an extended power outage, or what policies do I need to have in place so that if there's a flu pandemic, I can work with my employees remotely and or at least have some sufficient HR policies to address such a thing.
Durr says they're reaching out to small businesses in particular because they tend to have a harder time recovering.
Find out if you are in a floodplain, find out if you are in a wildfire-prone area, and take time to think about with your key staff. If there was an incident, what would we do to maintain our business so that we don't fall victim to a disaster?
But even with plans in place, damage can still happen. When it does, Durr says the city has resources and temporary workspaces available to help businesses get back on their feet. Saida Hassan, KUT News.